Please be seated. Ooh, we're working again. And if there are any youngsters who would care to join us, you're welcome to come. Bring a parent or a grandparent or a friend. That is perfectly all right. We just love having you down here. The story I have to tell today is a story that's really, 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 really old. And it comes from the first part of our Bible, and it's about a man named Jacob. Now, Jacob had made his brother Esau so angry at him that Jacob had to leave home. He went to live with other relatives, his uncle Laban, who lived some distance away from where his family was, from Esau and the danger that Esau showed for Jacob. But Jacob was not used to traveling through the wilderness, and there were no motels, there were no hotels. He had to find a place to stay. The only thing he could do out in the middle of nowhere was to make a kind of circle of rocks and lie down in it, and he used a rock for a pillow. Doesn't sound like it would be very comfortable to me. Does it to you? No. But he slept. We're told that he slept. And as he slept, he had a dream. And in the dream, he saw angels, messengers of God, going up and down and up and down ladders. Do you ever go to the mall and ride the escalators that go up and down and up and down? Well, it's kind of like that. The angels were going up and down and up and down these divine escalators in his dream. And when he woke up, he said, "Surely God was in this place, and I didn't even know it." Now, he didn't say, "God came to me in this place." He said, "God was already in this place. Surely God was here, and I didn't know it till I had that dream." And that's the way it is. All the world is sacred. All the world is holy because God made it. Sometimes we just don't notice. Sometimes it takes a dream or someone to point it out to us or a special story about a place for us to recognize that God was in that place, even if we didn't realize it at first. I'm going to be telling some more stories about that very thing in the sermon. And when I do, you'll know what I'm talking about, won't you? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for giving us this earth, this universe, all holy, all yours. Thanks for helping us recognize that you are with us. Many, many, many times we don't. But sometimes we stop and we say, "Surely you're here with us. We didn't even realize it." Help us to realize it more and more. And help us to share those stories with others. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.